Unlike our last story, when I was in college, I was a bit of a party girl. And so I had sex with a lot of different guys during college, after college, et cetera, et cetera. Some of it was sober. A lot of it was drunk. Some of it I remember. Some of it I don't. The point of this is I thought I knew a thing or two about penises. You know, I knew what one looked like. I knew kind of a general idea of the size range, width, et cetera, et cetera. Mostly white guys, though. Apparently mostly American. I did go to an engineering school, though, for college, so there were a lot of Asian, but okay, haha. Yeah, cheap shot there. Humor me, please. But again, as I say, apparently they're mostly American-born. Because right after I turned 35, I started dating Justin. And Justin was from Liverpool. And Justin was and is a great guy. Smart, great sense of humor, all of that. Makes a killer gin and tonic. And so, you know, first date, killer gin and tonics, we have sex. Didn't notice anything unusual. I think it was about the third or fourth date that we actually had sex sober. And then I noticed something. It's like he's got this growth or something on the end of his penis. You know, what the hell? And so I kind of, you know, I didn't even know, you know, we had sex, whatever, 2 a.m. before we go to sleep. Didn't notice anything unusual. Next morning we're cuddling and I kind of look down and I'm like, oh, you know. And I kind of asked him, like, what's up with your penis? And he's like, I'm not circumcised. And, you know, so that was my first time having sex with someone who wasn't circumcised. Okay.